Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. My name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta, along with the entire House of Israel of Atlanta. We're blessed to welcome you to this broadcast. Today, my people, we have a delightful broadcast that you don't want to miss. We have today a subject that all the people who love Yahweh will love to hear today. Yes, stay tuned, because today we're going to talk about our mission and what we're working on in our life. And what is that? We're going to talk about the remnant. Today, we're going to talk about the remnant of the Most High, the one he's going to save, the one that he said is his upright ones. My people, you don't want to miss it. But before we can even get started with such a great, great topic, we're going to have to hear a great, great song of praise to Yahweh by our beloved brother, Eliah ben Israel. You know the name of it. It's called Using Yahweh.
Gotta praise Yahweh, Elohim. Must live my life within his law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Who made the heavens? Who made the earth and the sun? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Eliah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him and all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah, for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Can you relate? The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the only man is to fear Yahweh Elohim. Can't to keep his commandments. one day there will be a famine. Cannot prevent no brothers hurt, they hear the words of Yahweh, but they will not get it. Ain't so why it's true to commit, huh? Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsel are of old, are faithfulness and truth. For thou has been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
The mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom. Once again, I want to give all honor, praise, thanks to the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel. There's no one to be compared to the Creator. And the Almighty has given us his great laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his precepts, his testimonies, his ordinances and covenants, and all the precious words that proceeded out of his mouth, that we might live. Because man don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Almighty Yahweh does man live. And believe you me, he didn't give us to live by everything that proceeded out of his mouth in vain. For my people, the Almighty has ordained to save a few of us. And that's right, I do mean a few. When I say a few, I mean F-E-W few. It's not going to be many. That's why we really don't have time to play, because Yahweh is letting us know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the only ones that he's going to save is those that fear him and keep his commandments. And that's the remnant. That's the remnant that's going to have so many good times, they're going to be uncountable. When it comes to sickness, they won't know it. When it comes to death, they're not going to even feel that. They are going to live forever. And my people, I would love to live in a world where there's no violence, no transgressions against the Almighty, no disrespect to the Creator, no disrespect to people and their parents. A world where nobody's in the hospital. Because my people, we went to the wrong place. We've been going to the wrong place to get help. For instance, look what the Almighty let us know in the book of Psalms, the 121st chapter, concerning our help. We've been going to the wrong place. Look what Yahweh said in the first verse of Psalms, the 121st chapter. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help come from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh don't sleep. He don't slumber like we have to, like we get tired and weary. Yahweh is not like this. And the Almighty is letting us know right here in his word how we get help. And believe you me, we need some help. We need some help quick as a nation of people. You know, it's terrible. You have children that now are turning on their own parents. Children that are rebellious enough to raise their hand to hit their own parents. Children that are rebellious enough to even want to hit their own grandparents. My people, we're in a dire straight need for the Yahweh, our Elohim. We're in a dire straits, and our people don't even know the epitome of just how bad it is. They're thinking and trying to get some consoling from the churches, not even knowing that that's not where our help comes from. Our help comes from Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. And my people, we're going to continue to perish until we come to that fact. And must I say, we're going to continue to perish in our wickedness if we don't return to the Creator. And we don't realize that the Almighty has given us hope. He's given us hope. Now let me show you how the world views us. If you understand, you probably already know when I say us, I'm speaking to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. Did you know that you are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim? Did you know that you are the true bloodline descendants of three black men that you read about in what man called the Bible? And that is the names of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were all black with woolly hair. Those are our ancestors. Moses is our forefather. He was black. For the nation of Israel was, is, and always will be a black nation, despite who's in the land today. So if you don't know the ending from the beginning, you will be lost. And what is the ending of the whole matter? The ending of the whole matter is to fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse, lets you know that. And what is the conclusion of us keeping his commandments? What is it going to get us? Do we receive any rewards for it? If you're keeping the commandments of the Almighty, to hear my voice, and you're keeping his Sabbath day, and if you're not, you better start keeping it, because if you want to be saved, if you want to be part of those that don't get destroyed in the wilderness when Yahweh brings us out of the countries in which he scattered us, then you're going to have to turn to the Almighty. And look what the Almighty lets us know in the book of Zechariah. The book of Zephaniah. Let's go to the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter of Zephaniah. Very important. If you don't have a Bible, I highly encourage you to write these scriptures down in your spare time. Read it. Pray on them. Ask the Almighty to give you understanding of these scriptures, because The bottom line is, if you really want salvation, all you need to do is to get on board with the characteristics of the remnant. And what are those characteristics? Anyone in their right mind that is an Israelite should be willing and ready to hear this. Because if you are not a person that has these characteristics, you will not be part of the remnant, no matter what you think right now. So this is what we have to work on. See, we have to be able to have a vision. We have to be able to try to see ourselves so we can have a target, a bullseye to aim for. That's what keeps hope. And where there's no vision, the people perish. See, where there's no way that people can see a difference in their life from where they're at, that's why many people commit suicide. That's why many people, their spirit is terrible. That's why many people do all kind of things, cut themselves, shoot themselves, because they're not given a vision. And we as Yahweh's people must have a vision, because we'll perish. He said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keepeth the law, because keeping the law gives you an insight of the future so that you can make plans in your life right now to make the necessary changes in your life so that you could be part of the mighty blessings that we're going to go over today concerning this great remnant. And this is what it says in Zephaniah, the third chapter, starting at the 11th verse. It says, in that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Hallelujah. No one is going to make the remnant. Yahweh brings back his people and bring back that few that's going to go back home and live forever in peace and tranquility. The Almighty is saying, no one is going to make them afraid. This is consistent through Scripture. Now, how do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is talking about us, black people, black descendants of slaves? Because a lot of our people just don't believe this. You could tell them all day long that you're a nigger. You can tell our people all day long you're an African American. You're a black man or a black woman, and we'll accept that. But my people, if you walk to most of our people and let them know, did you know you're the chosen of the Most High? Did you know you are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, three of the most righteous men in the world, and they are our forefathers and ancestors? Most of our people would reject this. They wouldn't believe it. Because with all the things that have happened to us, being afflicted, they have given up hope. But you got to understand, my people, Yahweh, he prophesied that they would say we weren't going to have no hope. But believe you me, that's why out of all of our afflictions, out of all what happened to us in slavery, all the hangings, all the castrations and rapes, all the tar and feathering, all the discrimination, all of our sisters having to leave their own children to wipe the doo-doo off the butts of the slave master's children. And they had to leave their children so that they could help the slave master to be their nursing mother. But the tables are going to turn. Oh, yes. And we're going to show you how these tables are going to turn in the word of Yahweh. So if you got a vision, don't you know? That's why they're not going to tell you these things. Because they don't want you to have a vision like this. They don't want you to have a true picture of how you and your people have the greatest future in the whole world, above all people on earth, despite our condition today. That's why it's so important that one speaks the truth to our people, and someone that speaks lies is despised. That's right. And I'm going to have to show you that too. That's why you notice one of the greatest characteristics of the remnant is in the 13th verse of Zephaniah, the third chapter, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity. So in other words, they're not going to do no evil. They're going to learn to stop doing wickedness, nor speak lies. Wow. Now that's a big one. Because sometimes we can lie in our ignorance because we just don't know. So that means to prevent this, that means we need to study. That means we need to do what one that is a recipient of being part of this remnant, rest assured, this is what he is, she is going to do. Hold that page and go to Psalms, the first chapter. See for yourself. Are you doing this? And not only are you doing this, if you have children, I can't wait to show you what you should be doing with your children. Because that's why our children don't have no hope today. That's why our children would murder one another. That's why our children would raise their hands against their own parents. Because they are not given a positive, true, righteous, beautiful, wonderful vision of a future that no one has ever seen. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. No one has ever seen what Yahweh has in store for those that be part of that remnant. No one knows except the Creator himself. And I'm going to show you that. But in the meantime, Psalms, the first chapter, the first verse, this is what Yahweh says. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Now, you notice the first word that's used in this chapter is blessed. Blessed. Fortunate. This is someone that is going to be fortunate. This is someone that is fortunate and blessed right now, because guess what? They already are well above the mainstream crowd. They're blessed by Yahweh because they don't do these things. They do not walk in the counsel of, it says ungodly, which means those that are not soldiers for the Most High, those that don't work on his behalf, those that serve other gods, those that believe in Yahshua, those that believe in Uncle Al, A-L-L-A-H, those that worship the gods of the Arabs and the gods of the white man, the sons of Japheth, which Yahweh prophesied in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter. When he told us in Jeremiah, the second chapter, he said, Consider diligently. And you need to see it. Jeremiah, the second chapter. I'm going to quickly read this, and then we're going to finish reading Psalms 1. But it's so powerful that you got to hear it. For those of you all that have relatives, or you may yourself be serving anyone beyond Yahweh, you're not going to be part of this remnant. You're not going to be part of the ones that's going to go home to live forever. You're not going to be part of those that won't see violence no more in their communities. All you're going to see is love, unity, tranquility, and everlasting peace. That's all you're going to see. That's all you're going to see. Jeremiah, the second chapter, in the 10th verse, it says, "For pass over the isles of Kittim, and see and send unto Kedar." Kittim is the sons of Japheth. They were one of the sons of Japheth. Just read Genesis, the 10th chapter. See for yourself. And Kedar is the grandson of Abraham, which was the son of Ishmael. Understand, Kedar is the Arabs, the Ishmaelites. And consider diligently and see if there be such a thing. Has a nation changed their deities, their gods, their Elohims, which are yet no Elohims? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be ashamed, O you heavens, at this. Be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, said Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? What is the problem with us? It's because we don't trust in Yahweh. And our people change from serving Yahweh to the gods of the Kittimites and the gods of the Kedarites. Because that's where most of our people are. Either our people are in the Roman Catholic Church, which is a Christian, or in one of these houses of whores, these churches that they're going to today and have been to today. Either they are Christian or they're at the mosque, a Muslim. I'm from Islam. We're either one or the other. In most every case, Yahweh don't lie when he told us to consider this diligently. The word diligently is not even mentioned in Scripture that many times at all, because he really wanted us to think about and consider this matter. Consider. This is heavy because no one else does this. No one. No one abandons their Elohim, their God, even though their gods are no gods at all. No one. The Chinese, the Japanese that come over here, the Africans, the Asians, don't make no difference. They come over to this nation. They celebrate so-called pagan Christmas and Thanksgiving holidays with other people. They open their stores and they'll decorate their own stores here in this country with the decorations of Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you name it. But when they go back to their native land, they bow down to their idols that their fathers and mothers did. They wouldn't dare do what we do as a people. They wouldn't dare drop their Elohim and start serving the gods of their own oppressor. Only a person that's sick, only someone that's ignorant, only someone that's brainwashed, Only someone that is a home-born slave would do such a thing. And that's what we have done. We have forsaken the fountain of living waters. See, this word, my people, is like sprinkles of water. We're thirsty for it. Our bones are dried for it. Do you understand? That's why we're the dry bones. Y'all said these bones are the whole house of Israel because we're thirsty. We're dried up. We need some life. We need some water. Furthermore, we find, if we go back to the book of Psalms, the first chapter, we find some of the greatest characteristics of one of the greatest positions you could be in your life. It's not one of the greatest positions. Doggone it, it is the greatest position that one could be in the entire world. And that is that you would be one of the remnant that's going home. It's time for us to have a vision and work on that vision of righteousness. Psalms 1, second verse. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. Let's stop right there. The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. Why would he say in his law does he meditate day and night? If day and night is day, it would have been no need for him to say day and, which means in addition to night. Let us get this right, my people. There's a great dilemma in our nation, even amongst us that say we know Yahweh. Now, some of our listeners right now, they don't know the Creator like some of you all that listen. Some of them, this is the first time you've ever heard this broadcast. Our people are searching for the truth. Well, here's the truth. We're the children of Israel. That means if we're the children of Israel, then the people that's in the land today are imposters. They're lying. And of course, the scriptures bears this out, that they're not the chosen people, but we are. And if the chosen people are seeking truth, then guess what? They won't be lying. Remember, we read Zephaniah 3 where it says they will not speak lies. Now, let me show you what a lie is. A lie is to say that when you see that it's dark, that that's still day. Okay? I'm going to say that again. A lie is when you're looking at pitch black night and you still think that's a new day. Then, my people, you're no different. You're no different than a heathen. You just are not a heathen, born heathen, but you have the same concept as a heathen, because only someone who don't know Yahweh and don't know what time it is and don't know the difference between a day and a night, only someone that just don't know would say this. And that's where the heathens are. They're dismayed. They don't understand. Some of them do. Some of them already know the difference between a day and a night. But you think they're going to tell you? You're going to have to figure this out for yourself. It says, his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law does he meditate day and night. For instance, let's look at Genesis 1. That's right, Genesis 1, the fundamental truth. So if you believe that a day starts in the evening when it's about to get dark, and that means that the moonlight is about to take over, not the sun, because the sun just went down. So as evening come on and it gets dark and darker, the light that is about to take over and rule over the night is the moon and the stars. And that means that it's not day anymore. It's not day anymore, my people. For instance, Yahweh said in the third verse of Genesis 1, and Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw that it was good, that the light was good. And Elohim divided. That means he separated the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to consider this. When Yahweh spoke to our father Adam, or Adama, Yahweh told him something that we should consider. For instance, let's look at the 19th verse of Genesis, the second chapter, and I'm going to prove my point of how we respect anyone else, even above Yahweh. And the remnant, they're not like that. The remnant's focus is going to be on Yahweh, and whatever he say, they're going to obey. For instance, Genesis 2, verse 19, it says, and out of the ground Yahweh formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. So why do we call a lion today? Why do we call a tiger today? Why do we call an elephant today? A dog, a cat, a mouse, a rat? Do you know it is because of what Adam called it? And guess what? You'll see that Yahweh, as you just read in the 19th verse, he said, he brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. This is Yahweh. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name. Yahweh was settled with this. So whatever he called it, that's what it is. And that's what we're calling it today. And Yahweh called, when he said, she shall be called woman. This is Adam. Adam said, this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman. This is Adam talking. And to this day, that's why we call women women, because Adam named it. And Yahweh validated it by calling them woman as well, by saying that's a lion, a tiger, because Adam called it this. But you mean to tell me we can go to Genesis, the first chapter, and we can read where it says in the third verse of Genesis 1, and Elohim said, let there be light, and it was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was good, and Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. That's where a lot of our people caught up in. They said, well, Brother Elkanah, didn't you see where it says the latter part of these various verses, and the evening and the morning were the first day? What does that have to do at all with Yahweh calling the light day and the darkness he called night? I'm going to tell you what it has to do with it. Evening and morning were two parts and are two parts and always will be two parts of a day, day by day. Not night, but day by day. Evening and morning constitutes parts of a day. No matter how it's worded, from and the evening and the morning were the first day. You notice it didn't say from evening to evening is a day. It says, and the evening and the morning were the first day, because that's all the two life periods that you had. Now, for instance, think about it. I'm going to say this, and I want you to go to the book of Numbers 28. We should be jubilant, working hard toward being part of the remnant. Well, if you really want to be part of this remnant, you can't speak lies. You got to learn to train your tongue not to lie. Well, let me tell you what a lie is. A big bald-faced lie is that when it's evening time, that's a new day. And when it gets dark, that's just still part of a new day beginning. As soon as a day ends, a new day begins. That's a lie. Yah said, now here it is. Yahweh said, not Adam. Yahweh said, he called the light day, the light period, like right now. If you're listening right now, freshly while this broadcast is airing, it's daytime. You may go to the archives later at night. But right now, as it stands, it's daylight. You would call this light a day. And then when it's dark, please tell me you wouldn't call that day too. Please tell me that. Please tell me that you would respect Yahweh when he said he called the darkness night. That's what he said, not Adam, but Yahweh. And like I said, we call a woman. We call a cat, a rat, a dolphin. We call whatever the beast and the chickens and all the birds and the bees, whatever Adam called it, so do we. And Yahweh too. So what do we look like when we would have a nerve? And Yahweh said he called darkness night, and we call it day. I tell you what we look like. We look like the same people that Job was dealing with. And I'm going to show you that too. Because we want to be part of the remnant. And one of the things that we're going to have to train, that's why I'm putting so much time and emphasis in it, and that is we got to stop lying. We got to stop lying to Yahweh, lying to ourselves, lying to our congregations. That means leaders that may hear what I'm saying today, you need to stop lying and telling people that when it's night, that it's a new day. Stop being like a heathen. Yahweh said, don't learn the ways of heathen. Yahweh said, the heathen is dismayed, confused at the signs of heaven. Not you shouldn't be, because you should trust in the word of Yahweh. Numbers, the 28th chapter, look what it says in verse 1. It says, and Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel and say unto them, my offering and my bread of my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savor unto me shall you observe to offer unto me in their due season. So in other words, the Almighty is letting you know, in their due season, the time appointed. Guess what? Day is a season. Night is a season. Which simply means a time period, an ordained time. Yahweh said he divided the light from the darkness. He divided it. That means he separated it. The third verse, and thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire which you shall offer unto Yahweh, two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day for a continual burnt offering. And look what the offerings are. Check it out. He said, remember, and thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer unto Yahweh. Here's the offering. Two lambs, remember that, of the first year without spot, that means with no defects, day by day. Two lambs, day by day. And now he's going to separate and tell you what time each one of those two lambs was to be offered day by day. It says, the one lamb shall thou offer in the morning. That means the first lamb. That's what that Hebrew word translates into, and that means first, head, chief. And the other lamb shall thou offer at evening. Other translate into the Hebrew word second. Did you know that? That's the second lamb. That's by commandment. If you're going to make an offering to the Creator, Yahweh is commanding you, this is the way it's done. Do you understand? If you're going to offer him an offering. Because Yahweh didn't force people to give him no offerings. Yahweh only accepted the offerings of righteousness. Those are the offerings that the righteous remnant is going to be given to the Creator. See, if you don't turn to the Most High while he may be found, you won't experience to know that when people lie to us and say Christ or Yahshua or Yahushua or Yahoo or Yahawasha, when he died for your sins, which is a lie, you're not going to know that when they said he died for your sins, that he took away the sacrifices and offerings. If you're not going to be part of the remnant and you don't know what the remnant is going to experience, then you're not going to know that their offerings and sacrifices, the Almighty is going to smell in again. Because Christ never done away with any offerings. Yahshua can't do away with offerings of the Almighty. The Almighty ain't accepting no offerings anyway. And it ain't got a darn thing to do with anyone dying for our sins. All that is that Yahweh told us that when he bring back the righteous to offer the sacrifices of righteousness, then he'll accept them. But no, not until that time. So it doesn't make any difference. The Almighty, even if you went to Jerusalem and started sacrificing on some altar you built, Yahweh is not going to accept your offerings. You got to understand. We go by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh, and he ain't accepting no offerings, not even the offering of Christ. And he darn sure ain't going to accept no human sacrifice. That's for the Canaanites. That's what the Canaanites did. So if you're a person that speak and teach lies and say that Christ died for your sins, Yahshua, Yahawasha, call them anything you want. I got a name I want to call it. But nevertheless, if you believe in this lie, then guess what? You're not going to be part of the remnant. Because the remnant is going to have understanding that the first lamb, day by day, is going to be the morning offering. And the second lamb that will be offered is the evening offering. Do you understand? So if a day starts in the evening, then that means that the first lamb offered should be the evening offering. And the last lamb offered should be the morning offering. You know, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Since some of you all have learned from Esau, the so-called Jewish man, that that's how you count a day. It starts in the evening time. Then how about you applying that to this? Furthermore, let's turn our Bibles to the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. And I'm only concentrating on maybe one great characteristic that you definitely want to have to be part of the remnant. And here's how you know that when Yah said in Zephaniah the third chapter that the remnant wouldn't speak lies, you'll know why. And you'll be careful about what you say. You'll be careful if you're a leader about what you teach. You'll be careful in what you do, because you don't want to be found to be a liar. And in Proverbs, the sixth chapter, let's see, starting at the 16th verse, things that it says that Yahweh hates. You've got to hear this. And we're going to be opening the phone lines up for any of your questions or any of your comments. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. You can rest assured that. Again, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1 on your phone, and that'll prompt us to know you have a question or comment. And we'll be opening the lines up in about 9 minutes. And this is what the Creator said in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, 16th verse. These 6 things does Yahweh hate? Yeah. 7 are an abomination unto him. So in other words, y'all, these are additional abominations. Beyond eating rats and mice and pig and lobster and shrimp and crabs and oysters and scallops and catfish, Yahweh is letting us know these are 7 other additional abominations. Now, abominations means something detestable to the Creator, something despicable. Matter of fact, let's just be real, because this is what it says. It says something he hates. Now, the Creator hates. Now, who want to be involved in something that the Almighty hates? Well, let's look at it. We got to look at it. 17th verse. A proud look. Ain't that something? A lying tongue. And hands that shed innocent blood. So, in other words, when you murder someone that didn't do a darn thing to deserve it, when you walk around with pride, and I'm talking about pride and arrogance of something you think you got, you don't even give thanks to the Almighty. You're not walking in his glory, because Yahweh told us there's some things he don't mind you bragging on. He told the prophet Jeremiah, he said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth, let him that boast, let him that brag and love to brag about things, let him brag about this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I, Yahweh, executed judgment, justice, and loving kindness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. And you can pimp all day long and walk proud for your Yahweh. Not yourself. Not what you thinking something you got. But look what's in addition to it all, a lying tongue. See, when you say that it's a new day in the evening, that's still part of a day. That's the end of the day. But when you say that when it get dark, that's a new day, my people, you're lying. They're lying to us. They're lying to us. And you're lying. Because you believed it. He said, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among his brethren. among his people. That means you devise to separate our own people. And my people, let me tell you something. If you don't turn from the lie of calling a night day, you won't have to worry about being part of the nation of Israel. You won't have to worry about that. Because look what the Almighty said in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, concerning our life on earth. This is what it reads in the 35th verse. Just keep on calling when it's nighttime and you're saying it's a new day. And I got to show you what Job experienced. I got to show you that. It says in the 35th verse, thus said Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar, Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, said Yahweh, then also the seed of Israel, that means the people, the descendants of Jacob, the black man and woman in America, and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. He said, even the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation. Man, this is serious. This is serious business. We better be careful about what we're doing. Yahweh said he gives the sun for a light by day and the moon and the stars for a light by night. If those ordinances depart from before me, if those things ever cease, so shall we. That's how serious Yahweh is about when he said he called the light day and the darkness he called night. That's how serious he is. And how is it that we can call, do you understand? How is it that we can call a lion and Yahweh calls a lion? Because he told Adam whatever the name thereof that he give it, that's it. And here Yahweh giving a name to the light and we calling it night. Or excuse me, we're calling night day. For instance, go to Job chapter 17, and then we're going to open our phone lines up because we want to hear from our listening audience. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. You can ask anything that you want. We can talk about anything that you want. Job, the 17th chapter, look at this. In a verse, it says, upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. The righteous also shall hold on to his way, and he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. But as for you all, because Job was talking to his friends, do you return and come now, for I cannot find one wise man among you. This is Job now. One of the most righteous men that ever walked the face of the earth, said Yahweh. My days are past. My purposes are broken off. Even the thoughts of my heart. He said, they change the night into day. The light is short because of the darkness. I'm going to read that little 12th verse of Job 17 again. It says, they change the night into day. Wow. They say when, in other words, it could be pitch dark night, and they call in the day. They change the night into day, meaning it could be pitch dark, and they calling it a new day. Wow. That's the experience that Job experienced, and it looks like that's what we're experiencing even unto this day. And right now it's 4:30 exactly. And so that means we're going to open our phone lines up right now exactly. Area code 425. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Murray. How are
shalom,
you?
Shalom, Sister Saphira. How you doing?
I am awesome. I'm feeling great today. I'm totally increased in listening to this study. And, Murray, I was just really concentrating on what you have been saying. And I have a question.
Sure.
It actually kind of made me think about Isaiah 53.
Yes.
And in I wrote my notes down. In Isaiah 53, I mentioned in verse 10 that if you see verse 10, and then I was just wondering in Numbers 28 in verse 3. I know it's not the sin offering, but in verse 10 in Isaiah 53, it says that he, which we know is talking about the nation of people, if you wouldn't remind us, seeing how both Isaiah 53, verse 10, and Numbers 8, verse 3 kind of coincides, because it says he was bruised, and most Messianics would say this is talking about Yeshua, which it's not.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And
you're saying, go ahead and continue.
It's that in verse 10 in Isaiah 53, it says, yet it pleased the Almighty to bruise him.
Yes.
But they say that he was the lamb. But in Numbers, what you were reading about today, in Numbers 28, verse 3, it says a lamb without blemish. It didn't have any bruise.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Not what you were talking about, but I don't know why I was thinking about Isaiah 53.
Yes, ma'am. Because, well, you're absolutely right.
Lately, I have been talking a lot to Messianics and people that believe in this New Testament, and, you know, they're coming everywhere. But I'm staying firm and faithful to the Almighty Yah that his word will not return to him void. And it just hit me, Isaiah 53, because this is talking about the nation.
Yes.
Israel.
And you, sister, I'm going to say hallelujah, because you're absolutely right. And I got a scripture to back up what you said. I got a scripture to back up exactly what you said.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can hold on the line. I'm going to go straight to the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. It says, yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hands. Well, we need to see where, as you said, the Almighty used some of his people to make their souls an offering for sin. Isaiah, the 66th chapter, it says these words. It says, I'll start at verse 19. He said, or maybe I better start at verse 18. This is what it says. For I know their works and their thoughts, and it shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, to Pul, to Lud, and that draw the bow, to Tubal, to Javan, to the isles afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory amongst the Gentiles. And dear, where it goes. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, said Yahweh. as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. Hallelujah, sister.
Hallelujah.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, is speaking of.
And I just, you know, for when I was listening to you, when you were talking about Numbers 28, I know it didn't have too much to talk about in Isaiah, but it just kind of just dawned on me, not just about the day and night, which is still an issue.
Yes.
To this very day. When it says in Isaiah, Numbers 28, when it says in verse 3,
yes,
this offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto the Almighty, two lambs, one the first year without spot. That's a blemish, with no blemish.
That's right.
If I'm
and
wrong,
Yahweh already let you know.
That.
Well, sister, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And when it comes to these offerings here, these were our daily burnt offerings. And as you said, Yahweh did not accept these offerings day by day that had a spot or a blemish.
That's right.
And, of course, we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt that even the servant that he's speaking of in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, he said he was bruised for our iniquities. You're absolutely
right.
He was bruised for our iniquities. In other words, the Almighty is also letting you know that this person is not spotless. This servant is not spotless because we've sinned against the Almighty. And
Hallelujah.
The Almighty is going to bruise us because we're being punished for our sins. So you're absolutely right.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you. And shalom. Wonderful teaching yesterday during the Sabbath lesson. It was right on target. I really enjoyed it.
Praise Yahweh.
Ask, before I let you go, because I know there's other calls. But
Yahweh. I love you, Sister Safira, and your mama, your son, and may Yahweh bless you all to be healthy and safe. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Love you all. Shalom, Marais. Shalom. Yes.
Before you leave.
Sure.
Bamboo fabric. There's fabric that's made with wood.
Okay.
And it's called bamboo.
It's called what now?
Bamboo. They're making
bamboo.
Fabric.
I tell you what.
It's with bamboo. So
I wrote that down just then, bamboo. I'm going to do research on it because next week I'm going to go into some things, other things that people had asked me about. So I promise you, I'm going to study that, and that's on my list as well.
Hallelujah. Well, shalom.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Love you, sister.
Love you, too. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going straight to area code. Let's see. Hold tight. We're going straight to area code 708. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Elkanah.
Shalom, shalom, my beloved brother. This sounds like Brother Josiah.
Yeah, it's me, Brother Elkanah. You ready for the fire of Yah right now?
Hey, praise Yah. Go right ahead,
you
my
know,
brother. Go right ahead.
You know, the thing I want to say, the comment that the sister said before, I want to just tell her this. You're right, you know. Yah speaks with the whole nation of Israel, which is his firstborn son. He speaks to us in singular, and he speaks to us in plural. So when he say about his, it's talking about the whole nation of Israel. He's saying, you know, by one thing, he also saying singular, and he's talking about, he's saying two, he means plural. So he's speaking about the whole nation, sometimes singular and sometimes plural. Because I know these Messianics are coming everywhere in the Old Testament, trying to say it's prophesied of him coming in the New Testament. It should be, because first of all, when you're trying to say, you mean to tell me Yah is writing something, prophesied something that was written in Hebrew, and something's going to be written in Greek, originally in Greek, and he's
That's
not
right.
going to speak in it? Now, first of all, okay, matter of fact, secondly, when you say, the New Testament is originally written in Hebrew. If so, you know what you should do? Throw out every of the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation. all of it because it was originally written in Greek. Throw all of it away and translate this so-called originally New Testament written in Hebrew. Matter of fact, it shouldn't be no New Testament originally written in Hebrew because, first of all, Yah sealed everything up. His laws, his testimony, which is in the book of Isaiah, he sealed everything up. This is my laws, my statutes, my commandments that you should do. This is the ending time, the time of Jacob's trouble, everything that's going to happen in the ending time. He sealed everything up what was going to happen that's in the Torah. You do not need another book. That's his laws. That's his word. He sealed everything up. That means fast and to close, and that book of remembrance made.
That's right. Brother, I can't say nothing but amen to that.
That's it. Now, you got a new book, Chad is Law. He go, here come your Yahshua. How was I saying? You heard there was an eye for now 242. But I say, you know what? Who I heard it from? I heard it from Yah. He said that in Leviticus 24. That's what I heard it from. What you mean, who are you heard it from? You know who I heard it from? I heard it from Yah. Now, who are you? Adding and taking away Yah's words.
That's right. That's right, brother.
You are idle. Who are you? Who are you?
That's right.
You are idle, trying to make yourself equal to Yah, but you ain't going to do it. If a lot of people follow it, apparently the book says, seek the book of the word of Yah out, the law of Yah out, none of these shall fail. Apparently everything is telling from these Messianics because they read the New Testament, and apparently because they don't even know Yah speaking in the book. So who are you following? Paul said you're following him because y'all are Christians. Apparently you're following Paul because you're in the New Testament. That means you still haven't left the Christianity faith.
Tell the truth, brother. Tell her you're prophesying right now. You're prophesying right now. And I praise Yahweh for that truth that you just brought forth, brother. I praise the Almighty for it. That was great.
Yes, sir,
go ahead.
Because, you know, coming everywhere. I need you to explain, you know, I already know you know this. Jeremiah 33, verses, I think it's 16 to 24, when they say, well, righteous branch shall seek out David, and he should do everything well. But apparently in the New Testament, he wasn't righteous. He didn't even claim himself he wasn't righteous, and he wasn't doing righteous because, first of all, in John 5, he broke the Shabbat. And then he lied on creating, saying the creator worked on the Shabbat, which he still so proclaimed that it is his father, which he's not his father, because first of all, you made yourself equal to Yah, and secondly, you're changing his laws and his words.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you're not his father. The whole nation is his father, is his son. You're not his son. It's the whole nation of Israel. Could you just clear that up for me when we get off the air? But just clear it up. Or if you could clear it up on the air with everybody, because I know these Messianists trying to come everywhere. Just, they got to believe in that idol, J.C. Yahshua, Yahweh Shai. You can't.
I hear you,
yes,
brother.
You cannot.
What verse you want me to speak on in Jeremiah
33? Jeremiah 33, it's right, let me see, when it says a righteous branch. Just come out of David.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about verse 15. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I got to show you something on that right now. You just hit it right on the money. That's what I'm about to do, brother. And I praise Yahweh for your call. I love you. I want you to stay strong and being and living up to your name, Yosiah, Fire of the Almighty.
You too, brother. I love you too, Elsana. And may Yah bless
right.
you. And the prophet Elisha, I thank Yah for bringing the prophet Elisha and teaching
yes,
you all
yes.
so well. And I greet you with this preacher. I say shalom, brother.
Shalom. Love you too, brother. Shalom, shalom.
All right, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Brother Josiah just brought some pretty devastating truth. And now it's time for me to show some proof. What is this talking about? Because you got people, if you turn your Bible to Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, they're saying that this is the son of David, that this is not talking about David. But they don't realize at all, this is talking about the remnant. How do I know it's speaking of the remnant? This is talking about a people. This is not even speaking of an individual. In Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, I'm going to show you what I mean. It says in the 14th verse, "Behold, the days come, said Yahweh, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David." Who is this branch of righteousness that shall grow up unto David? You got to hear this. "And he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell in safety. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness." Hallelujah. In other words, obviously, this branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, when it says, "And he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land, and in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall be called, shall be dwelled safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called." This is talking about the branch, and it's calling the branch a she. Yahweh, our righteousness. Well, guess what? It's not only a she, it's also a he. And where is that at? That's in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Let's see, in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, some of the exact same words used. And here's how it reads in verse 5. "Behold, the days come, said Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. A king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." So do you see that, my people? Do you see that? The Almighty is letting you know right here that he's speaking of the exact same thing that you read in Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. Well, let's go further. Let's see, furthermore, who this is speaking of. It says, in his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness. The same name. Why? Because, my people, this is talking about a remnant of he's and she's. That's the branch. That's who the branch that's going to be raised unto King David is going to be called. And in his days, when Yahweh raised him up from the grave as he prophesied, where? Hosea, the 3rd chapter, the 4th and 5th verse. Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Psalms, the 89th chapter. Psalms, the 132nd chapter. All through the book, various different prophets, Yahweh prophesied and even told David himself, and David spoke it, that Yah was going to make him king over Israel forever. 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. Psalms, the 16th chapter, David said Yahweh was not going to leave his body in the grave. So in one chapter, Jeremiah 33, it calls the branch a she. In Jeremiah 23, it calls the branch a he. Because this is talking about a people. How do I know that a people going to be the branch right here? Yes, David is going to be a branch, and the people is going to be a branch. How do I know that the people themselves are going to be the branch of Yahweh? Well, all you got to do is turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Go to Isaiah chapter 60, 6-0. In the time we have left, we have 10 minutes left. If you'd like to call, if you have a question or comment, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. Isaiah chapter 60. I want you to see this, my people. When Yahweh get ready to deliver us, when Yahweh get ready to bless us, the remnant that's going to go home to live forever, you got to see what the Almighty going to do for them. This is just an inkling of it. This is what it says. Starting at verse 10. And the sons of the strangers shall build thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. When he says sons of strangers, he's talking about the sons of foreigners. He said that their kings shall minister unto thee. That means they're going to work for you. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor had I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles. That means the riches of the nations, and specifically the white man himself who robbed and pillaged and took precious things from Jerusalem. This man have robbed other black nations. This man, everywhere he went, he stomped his feet on the ground and oppressed, murdered, envied. So he going to pay. And this is what Yah said. He said they're going to bring their riches and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The thee in this chapter is talking about the remnant, Israel. The remnant that's spoken in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the 10th verse, throughout the entire chapter of Isaiah 53. And I'm going to get right to it. I'm going to get right to what I wanted to show you. And it's quoted in, well, I'll just keep reading because we're going to get right to it. It says, the glory of Lebanon in the 13th verse shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow down themselves unto the soles of your feet. Now, you can read that in another chapter in Isaiah chapter 49, where he said they're going to lick the dust of our feet. And they shall call thee the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of kings. Thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, am thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass, I will bring gold. And for iron, I will bring silver. And for wood brass, and for stones iron, I will also make thy officers peace and thine exactors righteousness. violence shall no more be heard in the black communities. Hallelujah. Wasting nor destruction within your borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither shall the brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim, thy glory. Hallelujah. The sun shall no more go down, neither thy moon withdraw itself. For Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning, the days of your crying, the days of you going to a funeral shall be ended. Thy people also shall all be righteous. Everybody's going to be righteous in that land, my people. Everybody. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting. The work of my hands. That I may be glorified. Hallelujah. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten it in his time. Hallelujah. What a day. I pray that we make it to that day. Everyone that hears the sound of my voice of Yahweh's people, and even our people that don't hear the voice right now because they just don't know. I pray for the day that the mighty Yahweh will bless us to experience this. Because Yahweh told us in the same prophet, he told us something that we're going to conclude our program on. In Isaiah chapter 64, this is what it says. This is pretty heavy. Verse 4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O Elohim, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him. Hallelujah. Eyes ain't never seen. And the ears ain't truly perceived just what the Almighty God just waiting for that remnant. I want to be a remnant, my people. Let's work on being part of the remnant. Let's abandon lies. Let's throw Christ, JC, Yahshua, Yahushua, Yahawashah, throw him in the garbage because he ain't going to do you not one bit of good on Judgment Day. And I can't forget Uncle Al. Make sure you put him in there. On behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta, my people, we want you to know that Yahweh loves you, and so do we. You gotta feel.